Kodiak is a fishing town, so it's not unusual for local officials and elected office holders to talk about fish and the community's ties to the water. Two big fishing stories have been in the news the past week or so: the sinking of the fishing vessel Scandies Rose, and this weekend's meeting of the Alaska Board of Fisheries, which will be held here in Kodiak. City Mayor Pat Branson did something she says she doesn't normally do, but the sinking of the Scandies Rose affected many.
I wanted to give my sympathy to the families of the Scandies Rose sinking. I usually don't give sympathies out here on the dais, but I think that affected so many of us in the community and certainly the families.
Councilmember John Whidden did likewise.
Well, since you opened the door, I think I'd just add my condolences to the family of the Scandies Rose that lost loved ones. And, you know, it was such a tragic event, and I know it sent shockwaves through our fishing community, and it just reminded all of us that that here we live on an island, and we're a fishing community, and that's always just so close to an event, and we're just so thankful that it doesn't happen often, but this one has really touched a lot of lives.
Whidden is a retired Coast Guard helicopter pilot who could relate to what the rescue crews went through to save the two survivors.
And I'd also like to point out and congratulate the Coast Guard who went out there at 2 o'clock in the morning and a long, long way from anywhere, fuel, landing spots, or anything else, and were able to bring back the two survivors. So as tragic as it was, I want to just compliment the Coast Guard on doing what they do best. Thank you.
On another fisheries-related topic, Sever last night made a point of inviting residents to attend a community reception for the members of the Alaska Board of Fisheries. Mayor Branson said it was important that the community let the Fish Board know that fish is important to this town.
We're a fishing community, and let's make that known to the Board of Fish.
The Fish Board is in Kodiak this weekend to consider changes to fishing regulations that could have major impacts on the community. The meetings are a very big deal, said the mayor. Councilmember Rich Walker echoed Branson.
And in the Board of Fish meetings this week, it's a big deal. And I hope we see a lot of people out at the meetings and the reception over on Saturday. And with that, just Happy New Year and Godspeed.
Councilmember Terry Haynes, himself a salmon fisherman, said salmon is not just a fishing issue. The decisions being made by the Board of Fish reach far and wide and will impact everyone, not just salmon fishermen.
And what they are going to be talking about is extremely, extremely relevant to our Kodiak salmon fishermen. And I know that you might think I'm not a salmon fisherman, but I don't think there's anybody in the whole town that isn't affected by the salmon fishery. It's a really broad-based fishery. It's a family-owned fishery. And it's one of those fisheries that takes the value of the fishery and really spreads it out. It goes into a lot of hands, and there's a multiplier effect for the salmon fishery that sometimes I think goes unrecognized.
The Board of Fish meetings are being held at the Convention Center downtown all day, Saturday through Tuesday. All meetings are open to the public. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.